lengthy preamble. Carla, please call the first communications.
Item 842, request of Jill Hymanson to address council regarding Save Peterson's convenience store.
All righty. We have a petition up here as well, a thick petition from the people at Peterson's. Come on up, and if you could just state your name for the record.
They're requesting if Doug Peterson could go first.
Yeah, sure. You have several slots here. However you want to use them is fine by us.
843, request
Thank you, sir.
Doug Peterson to address council regarding Peterson's convenience store.
Hi, thank you very much for letting us appear. This is great. And I have brought and turned into copies for every city council member, the petitions that people have signed in our store to save Peterson's. And there's over 1,300 signatures. Many of them are with comments, and they're really worth just looking. If you get a chance, look at it, see what people are saying. But this is the community that really supports Peterson's, and they want us there. And I thank you very much, Commissioner Udaly and Commissioner Saltzman. Wrote a letter to Prosper Portland of support. We've not heard anything back from Prosper Portland at all. It's kind of funny. We were interviewed this week on several of the television channels, and one reporter also went to Prosper Portland, and they asked about, we have said that we really want to be open during the remodel since we're in the middle of the block and most of the major construction are at the ends of the block. And we think we can be there to serve customers, sell the hop pass, which we do, and upload more value on the hop passes. And we're open all hours that Max operates. And we're very supportive of the Max line and all supporting mass transit, and we think there's opportunities there to be open during construction much of the time. And when the reporter asked Prosper Portland, said, well, nobody can stay because they're shutting the power to the building. And that would have been an opportunity for the reporter to say, well, how about they're keeping the parking structure open? There's got to be lights. There's got to be power to the machines that process the payments. There's got to be an office for the parking people. There's got to be power to the elevators. Also, they got to have power for all the equipment they're bringing in to do the remodel. So they're not shutting off power to the building. So Prosper Portland didn't give them very good information there. But I really think my background in past history, I was 24 years with Fred Meyer, and much of the time I spent on remodeling and setting up new stores, the retail end of it, working with building contractors. We'd be putting gondolas up on wheels and moving gondolas around, retiling floors, putting new ceilings, power, all that type of thing. And we never closed a store. That's something Fred Meyer just wouldn't do. So anyway, I just want to thank you for your support and any help you can give. And I'll turn it over to my other employees. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, sir.